the basic story and the premise of the book. The Dr. Rob Kiltz journey to health and wellness. How to change your mental and physical well-being to allow the health and wellness you're meant to live every day. From sad to mad to fit life. How the standard American doctor sharing the standard American diet has guided all of us into management and disease process that somehow a drug or surgical or other interventional processes is going to make you healthy. And the possibility that recommendations that we have shared for hundreds, if not thousands of years, has led to the majority of our diseases. From diabetes, hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, anxiety, irritable bowel, colitis, arthritis, psoriasis, and the big C, cancer. Fitness is the body that you were born with. And the mind, the master, and that I have learned through many of problems and challenges and falls and failures, how to shift and change to create something new and different in my life that I have learned from others. This is really just a story of what I've learned from others that I have come to share an idea. That God is human, and the human brain, the human mind, the human body is the embodiment of God. It is the master of all direction. And the fat we store is the fuel for our cells. And through a variety of ideas that have helped us grow by providing us with the necessary energy in order to store fat, we likely have caused most of our diseases through an abundant variety of plant material, which likely harbors a tremendous amount of plant antigens, sugar, yeast, bacteria, and other toxins that unknowingly and slowly create a toxic environment that our body is not capable of clearing fast enough. And that a chronic environment of mild inflammation that from time to time becomes moderate to severe inflammation at the macro and micro environmental level that ultimately damages our cells, that requires our immune system to be in hypervigilant mode to work, to heal, to prepare. But because the onslaught of chronic inflammation due to excessive plant diet and a low-fat diet, we are dying from it rather than being fit. We have been designed for creativity, We are thinkers, and the thinking mind is the creative mind. And through friction, through vibration, through electrical impulses from that same small particle molecule that created the universe, we have been created. And we are capable of eating pretty much everything and anything. Yet what we don't know is what we are allergic to and what is toxic to our bodies. And ultimately, even oxygen, air, heat, even body temperature heat, is the ultimate creator of the damage within our bodies. Subtle, slow, and that friction through motion will damage our bodies. And more of it will damage our bodies faster, require the immune system to signal repair from injury, and ultimately that signal of repair may ultimately also cause the damage and disease that we all live and die from. How can what we have been taught as the scientific fact be actually false information? That's the challenge. I didn't believe this. There's so much marketing of what is right and wrong, good and bad, easy, hard. It's a challenge. More is not better. It turns out that we are the masters of gaining weight because through likely very small meals from time to time and an occasional large meal, our basic beginnings were to convert all sugar, all protein, or I should say the majority of sugar and the majority of protein to simple fat. In the liver, they're converted and stored all over the body. And they're stored first in the liver and then in every cell of the body. And because we are made to get fat through small amounts of food everywhere and anywhere, we can thrive and survive better than almost any other organism in the universe. We are a thriver and survivor, a creator, and we are a destroyer. We destroy old for new ideas and ways, but this is the challenge for us to learn how to shift and change our lives today. Remember, what we've been taught as colorful foods and variety may actually be the cause of our diseases. By introducing fruits, vegetables, and fiber in abundant ways, we are adding a tremendous amount of carbohydrates and sugar. Fiber with fuels the bacteria, the yeast that actually come with those products. And the majority of plant material is covered in piss, poop, bacteria, yeast, and other microorganisms and toxins, including cyanide, mercury, alkaloids, and so many other chemicals that we utilize for our creation of products and scientific experiments. But what we don't realize is that our body is a processing machine to take that out there and animal products, plant products, a little bit of water, and a lot of oxygen, and process in the gut and the lungs to circulate through our bodies into the organs for processing, and the primary processing organ is the liver. And the liver's primary function is to convert the majority of sugar and the majority of amino acids into fat in order to store the fuel that is the primary source of the energy for every cell of our bodies. And through consumption of alcohol, consumption of high sugar, high carbohydrate, high plant antigen diet, a high protein diet, and a low fat diet, we are damaging every micro environment of our bodies, which begins in the gut, which is processed into the lymphatics, into the blood vessels, into the liver, into every organ of our body, into every microvascular space, interstitial space, intracellular space. Not only does the sugar, mostly glucose, cause glycation and damage the cellular components, which cause a vasculitis between cell and intercellular and intracellular, damaging all the micro organs of the cell, the Golgi apparatus, the mitochondria, the nuclear envelope, which then damages the DNA, affects mitosis, meiosis, disturbs normal cellular replication, disturbs normal metabolic processes that convert acetyl-CoA to ATP, which is ultimately the cell's fuel source that allows us to maintain homeostasis, the proper oxygenation, the proper metabolic status with pH, the proper salts, proteins, amino acids, enzymes, and other molecules that help us thrive, grow, reproduce, enjoy, and also find sadness, hardness, depression, anxiety, sadness, that pushes us ultimately to find new ways to enjoy new ideas, to create new ideas. We all have the opportunity to look at nature, realize that we're more like lions and tigers than we are ever like pigs or cows. Grazing animals require bacteria and yeast in the gut to break down and simplify the carbs. And we've all become fat phobic, that we blame the actual fat and the fat cells for the inflammatory and disease processes of our bodies, but in fact, it's the excess carbohydrates, glucose, and plant antigens and toxins that are within the plants that are likely the culprit. Yes, you're right. It doesn't make sense. But my bet is, when we do something opposite and change our ways, we will see the most amazing concepts and changes that happen. I've learned through Anders Ehrenfeld's Diet Doctrine, Finney and Volek regarding ketosis. I've learned from the A to Z diet from Robert Atkins, from Gary Tobbs, Jimmy Moore, Jason Fung, and many others that have written, but many before Banting, who shared an Atkins diet to shed the pounds and feel energetic and healthful. That's what we're beginning this day, is a healthful energy and life. And yes, it's opposite. It doesn't make sense to most of us. We've been shared from the brightest of the bright, from the largest healthcare centers in the world, that a mostly plant-based diet may be best. But I bet it's wrong. You can do a low calorie and likely be okay. But you can be the fittest and best when you eat like a lion. When you feast intermittently, once a day or less, every 12 hours or less, rather than intermittent fasting, which states basically you're going to intermittently not eat, you want to intermittently feast. And remember, every plant material is ultimately sugar. And it's processed and created by Mother Nature, but you can never clean it off enough to get rid of the piss, the poop, the bacteria, the yeast, the viruses, and other molecules and toxic chemicals that nature has created for the very safety and protection of that plant. And my bet again is because glucose is damaging to our body in excessive amounts, and your body requires zero carbs ever to be consumed. Ever. But we can, because we convert sugar to fat, amino acids to fat, and getting fat is actually the fittest thing that can happen to your body. But the consumption of food as a grazing animal is not what we humans are. And we're not meant to run and run and run and exercise. We're meant to go slow. We're meant to go on long walks for safety, protection, survival, hunting, and gathering. And excessive plant oils, seeds, nuts, are likely bad for us. These plant oils dry and harden when exposed to oxygen, air, lacquer, paint, latex. And my bet is they come with an immense number of plant antigens that are also harmful. And these plant antigens, along with glucose glycation, the abnormal binding of glucose to all and any cellular molecular structure within our body that may damage it to cause it to dysfunctionally or to be dysfunctional, to cause cellular damage, death, inflammation, and you know the rest of the story. heart disease, cancer, arthritis, irritable bowel, colitis. It's a simple idea, a simple question. How can we really be so wrong? Well, we have learned how to create and feed the masses via agriculture, learning how to grow and farm and raise and process all sorts of products that can be shelved for extensive periods of time and feed the masses. It's a hard concept to believe, I know. My opinion, only an opinion, a belief, an idea, that the less you put into your gut, the better. And you control whether you put in alcohol, drugs, marijuana, smoking, or you put into it bad thoughts, bad ideas, bad ways. Opposites bring about learning new creative ways. You might think a conspiracy is at hand, but my bet is that we all simply have our belief systems, whether it's religion, politics, food, or other social endeavors, all of it. We are working towards a way for all of us to get along and work better together and understand each other and respect and honor our differences for sure. Narrow the consumption of food. Variety is deadly. Spices, my bet, are ultimately damaging and deadly to our bodies. Intermittently feast, once, twice at most. Not grazing all day because the constant ingestion of mostly carbohydrate, plant-based foods, sugar, causes glycation, increased insulin, increased growth factors, increased risk of inflammation, cancer, disease. You know the story. Our bodies are fat-burning machines, acetyl-CoA. We rapidly convert most sugars, amino acids, to fat in order to get the blood sugar down to 40 to 60. And the chronic consumption of complex carbs feeds the gut, bacteria and yeast, which ultimately damages every cell of our bodies. And it begins in the gastrointestinal tract. It begins in the mouth. Simple concepts, simple ideas, simple changes, simple. And we have been led to believe that the consumption of fat is harmful. Yet the amazing story is that we are burning fat all day long. We're burning animal fat, human animal fat. And the fat cells are the healthiest cells of our body, most likely. The damaging part, again, is the glucose hyperglycemia. And this glycation damages insulin molecules, which renders the insulin molecule and the liver hepatocytes dysfunctional, which reduces the ability of the body to convert glucose to fat. We minimally store glycogen. We likely do not utilize insulin at other cellular levels other than the liver. This is my bet and my opinion. It has the majority effect on the liver because those humans with liver damage and disease, cirrhosis, whatever the cause, and my bet is the majority is hyperglycemia, pre-diabetes, and diabetes, that eventually causes cirrhosis. Many people call it fatty liver disease, but my bet is the liver is meant to store fat and make fat, and it's not a disease. We have the opposite and the wrong idea. Somehow, bacon, eggs, butter, beef, steak and eggs, ultimately may be the healthiest food that you can consume. If you're a vegetarian, butter, cream, eggs, don't be afraid. And my bet is the allergies we have to some of those foods is likely because the animals that create the egg or the meat is consuming unnatural foods for that beautiful animal. We are a human animal that is the most creative and destructive animal of the universe, learning and creating new each and every day. Recognizing that God is within all of us, and that is the prime directive. And as you think, so you are. Have faith. A positive outlook in life. And yes, from time to time, you will be sad and depressed and angry. But re-guide the thoughts, re-guide the mind from the rut to the road. And you are paving the road, the groove of life. Realize that that groove can be a rut, or the rut can be a groove. Like a toboggan run, smooth and fast, energetic. Realize that all things in your life are absolutely the most perfect, and we're learning this in every day. Start the day with gratitude. A gratitude attitude of life. Be grateful and thankful, not just on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or other religious holidays, but each and every moment of your life. Read, listen, uplifting, inspiring stories every day. And know that the universe is always conspiring in your favor. And if you haven't listened to or read The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, read by Jeremy Irons, oh, inspiration is there for you to stay, my friend. We are inspired by others' journeys, by the hero's journey. If you have not read Joseph Campbell, I highly recommend it. You will love his words, his ideas, his thoughts. Like Star Wars. Like every hero's journey story ever written from the Bible, before and beyond, we are life's energy. We are life's force. We are the force. As you think, so shall you be. Imagine the perfection of today. For God always knows what God is doing. Always, always, always. This is our hardship, is to realize that whatever hardships that anyone is enduring, somehow it is at the hands of God, and this is our challenge. Yes, disease will hit all of us. We must die, even if we call it natural causes. Yet my opinion and my bet is we can prolong the joy journey. We can prolong the journey of the universe by thinking and imagining and recognizing the ultimate perfection of whatever is happening within your life this day. And if you can't sleep, get up and read and listen to and write and paint and sing and dance. Always and forever. Always. How to start the day? Gratitude, goals, and game plan. The three G's, a daily intention. Inspiration. In through the nose and out through the mouth, and always with a smile and thanking God for this day. And I'm grateful for all things that you have created in my life. All things. All things. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the right, the wrong, the joy, the sad, the hard, the easy. And I recognize through these gifts of life that you have given me opportunities to learn, to move, to shift, to enjoy. And I sit still in your journey and recognize that you have created such amazing energy for all of us in this universe. That higher power is within all of us, everything. It is what we label as God. We create a belief system that we have learned through the eons of time, through those who have come before us. But now it is your turn, your time, to find that energy, that thought process that works best for you. The goal today is always to live a fruitful, joyous, happy, kind, generous day. And I do that through the interactions and accepting and listening and learning through the pain, the process, the power of God. Whether you're adding yoga, acupuncture, massage, meditation, prayer, Tai Chi, oils, music, art therapy, cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. We're all looking to change. But first we may find it best when we see the perfect that we already live in now. To be grateful for God's gift called life, in all that comes and happens in our life. We are the creators of all of it. Whatever painful, hard, challenging experiences that you have lived through, realize that they are God's gift of life. The mastery is within each and every one of us. And by reading a daily quote from the masters who have come before us and the masters within our presence today, we're sharing ideas of life and love and faith and harmony and happiness and kindness. Be kind this day. Be generous this day. Be grateful this day. We each are learning how to be better, how to be best, whether it's to our family members, our neighbors, our work colleagues, those we don't know, those we fear. It's all in your power. We are working together, all of us, always. This life is full of a togetherness. This energy of the universe, through the power of your mind, you are the master. That which you think unfolds. And I always imagine I get what I desire or better, for this is God's universal energy. And how grateful, grateful, grateful I am for that which is given to me. Even in the hardships, the challenges, the loss, the failures. With faith each and every day, I see and live and love by His way, by her way, the goddess, the God, the energy of life. Go for a walk this day. Share God's love of life, energy, to be kind. Be kind to yourself. Look in that mirror and say, thank you, God, for this beautiful, amazing person. How I love you this day. It doesn't matter the marks, the size, the shape, the past. It's all in the present moment that you create. How do you want to create this day? Go learn. Do. Experience something that you are uncomfortable with. Whether it's dancing, yoga, tai chi, a musical instrument, reading or writing. You are the master creator. You are the life force. You are capable of everything, anything, always and forever. And you're in charge of what you put into your mind and your mouth. You're in charge of what you put into your shopping cart, shopping bag, shopping basket. You. And you're trusting others to tell you what is healthy. Maybe. But if you're feeling ill this day, my bet is it's what you put into your body yesterday. And remember, the mind and the mouth constitute the body. One time a day, and best at night. Before you rest and digest, this is the master way. Intermittent feasting. That's the lion. the eagle, the tiger, the bear. We are meant to go on journeys, like the alchemist, the shepherd boy on a journey of life, the dream. Is the drawer. The dreamer is you, and through the dreams you create your reality, and your reality is but a fantasy and a dream of life. The mystery and the master of the universe is within each and every one of us. And recognize that all humans are sinners and make mistakes. And through forgiveness of thyself and all thy others, thy creation grows in life. And we are gifted whatever hardships we're gifted. For our pleasure. This podcast is brought to you by Dr. Rob Kiltz, another human being, on this life journey of learning and creating. And through mistakes and hardships, through failures and faults, through loss and love, this is a constant eternal journey. We are all on. And remember, the pain is the pusher. The sadness is the pusher to move us, to get off the couch. And even through those fights and complaints from time to time that ultimately may cause us to step back and be wounded, we lick our wounds and we heal and repair, not to come out and fight again, but to foster a new way, a new day, a new creative challenge for each and every one of us. That which doesn't kill us makes us stronger. But eventually something will kill us and we will die. But through this day and every day, we focus on creating and reading and learning and listening with love. With understanding of the pain that we all live. And sadness. And when we let go and let God, or give it up to a higher power through inspiration, healthy, wealthy, and wise. And it is in the simple gift of life that is the miracle. And we were born with nothing and we leave with nothing. And in fact, all is of our creation through the mind. And let us today and every day imagine something different, something better and best and creative, loving and kind and generous, as we all step into the power of the Almighty. And whatever entity you believe in, for God is the life power. God is the eternal energy that created the universe and each and every one of us. Before, now, and forever. There is no race no trophy, no accolades that could be any better than that which you have today in this moment right now, because the gratitude is God's gift called life. And through the sharing of words and thoughts, ideas, or whatever work you're doing in the day, whether it's caring for a sick, elderly friend, family, stranger, producing a product with the love and joy of your day. Like Da Vinci, like Picasso, like every artist of the universe, what you provide and do in this day is powerful, is great and grand. Is powerful, great, and grand this day and every day. Listen. Take a moment to contemplate challenging experiences, challenging words, challenging ideas. I love you. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate your ideas, your thoughts, your kindness, your generosity, and I feel your pain. I feel your suffering. Through prayer, meditation, visualization, the Almighty creates better for you and each and every one of us. Each and every one of us creating through new ways this and every day. What a beautiful life we live. No matter where it is and what is happening, we must have faith that God knows what he, she, it is doing. We are challenged in that. To take away a loved one, a relationship, a life. To create hardship, loss, failure, challenges, pain. How can we live with these things each day? This is our hard, challenging experience of life. God is always loving, kind, generous, giving. For you this day, you are already healthy, wealthy, and wise, no matter where you are and what's going on in your life. Find his love in all things. Hold with a smile this day. Again, listen and learn. Journal. Write your story, your pain, your agony, your heartache. Place it in the fire and burn it up. Focus on the heart. Felt life that you and I are gifted this day and every day. The heart is the center and power of the universe for all of us. It is the energy motion. And without the mind, the heart still beats and moves. Mind gives it pizzazz and spirit and energy of life. A simple beating heart isn't enough. The mental energy of creativity and having faith in the journey It's simply changing what you think and what you consume in the day, in both your mind and your mouth, will change the day. God bless. Enjoy this awesome, amazing day. This is Dr. Rob Hiltz. Check out Mind Body Smile for your health and wealth and wise living. God bless you.